I started school when I was 6 years old. They did not have kindergarten at that time. So I enrolled into first grade with a teacher by the name of Miss Eirik. And she was the greatest teacher in the world because she really dealt well with me. I lived in town two blocks from the school. So as a first grader, I could walk to school in the morning. I could come home and eat if I wanted to at lunch, go back, and it was safe, and walk home at night after playing. And my mother had some friends that they thought that Bobby would not fare well in school because they didn't think that I was that well behaved. And I had this outstanding teacher who just totally understood how to handle a young fellow that had a lot of energy. And so therefore, if I had my work done, instead of her trying to push me to do something I didn't want to, she let me go and play ball, or she let me go out and shoot baskets, or she was very, very competent as far as in a first grade teacher. And I think I had all the way through grade school, I had another teacher for two different years, like the fourth grade and fifth grade, and that was Mrs. Harkins, and she was just dynamite again. She just loved me for being competitive and trying to get good grades and proud of myself if I did get good grades. And so I had an extremely good experience as far as going through grade school in Three Lakes. The entire school was in that particular school, and Ed Emberson was the principal of these both schools, and we were on the grade school was on the bottom, the high school was on top, and he was also the district administrator, and he was a tough guy, and he didn't take any prisoners, and he was exactly what I needed for 12 years. And kind of interesting, because he really came down on us if we were not behaving or doing what we were doing. And he liked athletics, and I was involved in athletics, and he kind of helped guide me. But once school started, at recess and at noon hour and before school and after school, we could be playing some type of sport, whatever it happened to be, football, basketball, or baseball. Never. I don't ever remember going through Three Lakes grade school or high school and having a snow day. I don't remember that. I remember being quarantined at one time for the polio, and that was like in October. And when that happened, I believe I might have been maybe a seventh grader or a sixth grader. And my parents were working at the Cranberry Marsh at that time, Samson's Cranberry Marsh. So I would go to work with them, and I'd go out in a boat with my 16-gauge shotgun, put out some decoys, and I'd hunt ducks all day. I didn't mind being quarantined. I became friends with the varsity basketball coach at that time, and that was Harold Titus was the coach. And he was the varsity coach, but he evidently saw some talent in this group that I was in, and took us to a tournament, and we won the tournament.
Do you have any of the same friends from your grade school days?
Well, the ones that are alive are still my friends, and more so high school. But I've got, as I look at this picture here, there's only one person. He happened to be the best man in our wedding, my wife and myself's wedding, by the name of Art Godleski. And none of his family is left around Three Lakes. He lives in Fond du Lac right now. But he'd be the only one that's, I think Eddie Boers is on here. He's alive also. But that's about it. Oh, Bob Rowe lives in Three Lakes. He was a year behind me. He's on that picture.